Hello, this is Tony Heller from RealClimateScience.com, setting the record straight about science-based bigotry. The Los Angeles Times apologized today for their long history of discriminating against black people. They say that they treated black people as inferiors, didn't give them a voice, and presented misinformation about them. This is all well and good, them taking responsibility for what the newspaper did 100 years ago. The problem is, though, that the LA Times is unable to take responsibility for their current discriminatory practices. The LA Times quite openly censors climate skeptics, lockdown skeptics, Republicans, and conservatives in general. For the past 7 years, they've refused to print any information in their newspaper coming from climate skeptics. They say that their discriminatory practices and bigotry are okay because they have science on their side. Which is exactly the same argument which they used to discriminate against black people in the past. I can dig up tens of thousands of newspaper articles discussing scientists' opinions that Negroes are inferior to white people. Here's one from 1961, The Hoax of Racial Equality. What does free science say? Negro is inferior. Here's one from the London Daily News from 1867, discussing a doctor's opinion. He did not think that when they called the Negro inferior, it was a stigma. It was no stigma to any man to say that he was mentally inferior to some other person. I can dig up tens of thousands of newspaper articles with similar opinions, but that's not where I want to go. The press has always used the term, what science says, to justify their bigotry. The German press used scientists' opinions to justify the Holocaust. The LA Times is the most bigoted and irresponsible it's ever been right now. The bigotry and censorship now extends to about half of the U.S. population. And just like 100 years ago, they used science to justify their hatred, censorship, and bigotry. Nothing has changed. They still believe that their hatred and bigotry is justified. Toto is not impressed by the Los Angeles Times crocodile tears. Leftists believe that everyone is responsible for what happened 200 years ago, but they're in no way responsible for what they're doing now. Toto is pretty good at sniffing out this sort of evil. You can visit him and Kyrie on the web at realclimatescience.com.